Happen. Make it happen.
El inglés es imprescindible, tanto para encontrar el primer trabajo como para subir en la organización. Si no lo dominas, tendrás cada vez menos oportunidades conforme pase el tiempo. En Vaughan somos conscientes de esto y por ello creamos hace muchos años nuestros programas Máster en Inglés Profesional. Programas que en 5 meses cambian por completo o de una forma muy notable el dominio del inglés, su dominio del inglés. Son 2 las modalidades. La primera es el MIP, el Máster en Inglés Profesional Full Time, dedicación plena. Está diseñado para ayudar a los jóvenes o los recién licenciados a entrar con fuerza en el mercado laboral, con el inglés resuelto. La segunda modalidad es el EMIP, el Executive Master en Inglés Profesional, diseñada para personas de alto nivel profesional cuyo inglés puede terminar siendo un freno para el feliz desarrollo de su carrera profesional. Confíe en nosotros la solución de su inglés. Confíe en Vaughan, en los mejores. Más información en el 911335833 o en grupovaughan.com.
Últimos días para conseguir tu máster de inglés profesional con una oferta inigualable. Consulta condiciones en grupovaughan.com o llamando al 911335833. ¿Todavía no has hecho tu prueba de nivel? Infórmate sin compromiso. 911335833. Consulta también el Executive Master en Inglés Profesional, disponible en Valencia, Barcelona y Madrid. Si tu objetivo es poner en marcha un proyecto y alcanzar el éxito como líder de equipos, Richard Vaughan y Javier Fernández Aguado presentan la tercera edición del seminario Emprender y Liderar, las claves del éxito.
Liderar es el gran reto, el gran desafío del directivo actual.
¿Posees los atributos adecuados para emprender con éxito?
El 17 de marzo, en Áncora, Madrid, calle Trafalgar 6, venta exclusiva online. Entra en grupovaughan.com/seminario. El Máster en Inglés Profesional te ofrece este programa.
Hello, everybody. Hello there. And welcome to the Drive Time Show.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? Hi. Yeah, it's Wednesday, right? It's the middle of the week. It's the midpoint of the week here.
Estamos on aire.
And we are. Yes, we are. We're on air. We've got a nice show for you today, a nice Drive Time Show. Today we're going to talk about DNA, Tino. DNA. Yes. The DNA. It was today in 1953 that Watson and Crick discovered the chemical structure of DNA. Cambridge University scientists, James Watson and Francis H. Crick, or H.C. Crick, announced that they had determined the double helix structure of DNA, the molecule containing human genes. So we'll have a look at that. Interesting story. Key piece of history, right? Also, Thelonious Monk would appear on the cover of Time magazine. Beatlemania was in its peak, but it was a jazz musician on the cover of Time magazine on this day in 1964. And we'll talk a little bit about this musician, very unique jazz musician, Thelonious. That's not a name you hear every day. Thelonious Monk, right? Also, in our music section, we'll look at Brian Jones, who was born on this day in 1942. Who was Brian Jones? Well, he was a founding member of the Rolling Stones. One of the key members of the Rolling Stones. In fact, the original leader before Mick Jagger. And I'll tell you the story. I'll tell you the story in our music section about the life of Mr. Brian Jones. And grammar, pronunciation, lots to cover, lots to talk about. Let's get things started, everybody. My name is Kyle Miller, and welcome to Drive Time.
Tengo unas ganas locas.
Welcome to Drive Time with Kyle Miller.
All right, everybody, welcome to the Drive Time Show. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being there for us. Yeah, we've got a nice program today. Lots to cover, lots to talk about. Actually, before we begin, I should say that we have a special deal on our online course, and it is today only. 50% off. On the Yvonne Online course, Curso de Inglés Online TVE. You can get information there. And if you want to sign up or get more information over the phone, 91133-5833 is the telephone number. Special price, folks. So you'd want to take advantage. If you're interested in the course, now is the time because it's today only, 50% off. That's a great bargain. All right. But let's get things started with an interactive section the way we always do. How about our Twitter translation?
Twitter translation.
Oh, the Twitter translation, everybody. You know how this one works? I'm going to give you the sentence in Spanish, and you can tell me the sentence in English. All right? So I want you to translate it out loud, en voz alta. Okay? And if you want to participate, Tino, how can they find me on Twitter?
Tuiteanos, @IMKilemillar. O sea, I'm Kyle Miller.
O sea, I'm Kyle Miller. Yes. The sentence today, send me a tweet. ¿Cómo se dice en inglés, los espantapájaros no espantan a los pájaros?
Hombre, no, pájaro, no, hombre, no, no, no.
Bueno, bueno. Los espantapájaros no espantan a los pájaros. Well, that's a problem, isn't it? It's what it's supposed to do, but it's not working. Okay. All right, so let me know. Let me know what that would be in English, and we'll talk about it a little bit later on. But for now, why don't we go ahead and take a step into the warm-up gym?
The warm-up gym.
The warm-up gym, everybody. I'm going to give you the sentences in Spanish, and you can translate them into English, all right? En voz alta, out loud. Number one, no creo en los milagros. I don't believe in miracles. No creo en los milagros, Tino. I don't believe in miracles. I don't believe in miracles. Number two, necesito saber lo que ocurrió. I need to know what happened. Necesito saber lo que ocurrió.
What?
I need to know what happened. Number three. ¿Crees que podrás hacerlo? Do you think you'll be able to do it? ¿Crees que podrás? Do you think you'll be able to do it? ¿Que podrás hacerlo? Do you think you'll be able to do it? Number four. No les he hablado. I haven't spoken to them. I haven't spoken to them. To them. I haven't spoken to them. Okay, number five. Quédate donde estás. Quédate donde estás. Stay where you are. Cuidado, eh? Stay where you are. Quédate donde estás. Stay where you are. Number six. Hay muchas maneras de hacerlo. Hay muchas maneras de hacerlo. There are a lot of ways to do it. Yeah. There are a lot of ways to do it. Muchas maneras. There are a lot of ways to do it. Llámame cuando estés listo. Call me when you're ready. Llámame cuando estés listo. Call me.
Ring, ring.
Exactly.
Ring, ring.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, call me when you're ready. No le he visto últimamente. I haven't seen him lately. Últimamente. Lately. I haven't seen him lately. Dime la verdad. Tell me the truth. Tell me the truth. La verdad. The truth. The truth. Tienes que seguir las instrucciones. You have to follow the instructions. Yeah, you do. Right? You have to follow the instructions. Seguir las instrucciones. Number 11. Quiero que alguien lo revise primero. Quiero que alguien lo revise primero. I want someone to check it first. I want someone to check it first. First. I want someone to check it first. El último informe estaba lleno de errores. The last report was full of mistakes. Sí, es que estaba lleno de errores.
Mal.
Muy mal, pero muy mal. The last report was full of, one F, of. The last report was full of mistakes. It was full of mistakes. Yeah. Okay. We're all warmed up, I think, now, right? We should be all warmed up by now. Let's go ahead and quickly, let's move on. Let's push forward. And why don't we take a look at some vocabulary? How about that? Today, the world of fish. Sharks and fish, which is kind of a recurring theme today. We have a few references to sharks. We'll get to these through the show, so I thought I would talk about some of this vocabulary. Sharks and fish, el tiburón, the shark. Well, not so much fish, like different types of fish you'd find in the supermarket, but I want to talk about, for example, la raya, the ray, or a the ray. And there's also one called a skate. S-K-A-T-E, which I guess is like a smaller version of a ray. El caballito de mar. Seahorse. El caballito. There's also a very good bar if you're ever in Canada. If you're ever in Halifax, there's a good tavern, a bar called the Seahorse Tavern. It's a good place. I recommend it. El pez de colores. Pez de colores. Goldfish. Yes. Now, on a fish or on a... Yeah, on a fish you could have the dorsal fin. Aleta dorsal. La aleta dorsal. The dorsal fin. And the gill, la agalla, gill, G-I-L-L. So they breathe through their gills. And they have scales, las escamas, scales. Okay? And they have different types of fins, like also the la aleta pectoral, pectoral fin or pectoral fin, and dorsal fin and gill. So there you go. Bit of fish vocabulary. And of course, the head and the tail and the mouth and the teeth. If it's a shark, sharks have teeth. Now you also have eels. Anguila, the eel. Ooh. Oh, this is epic stuff. Epic stuff. Oh my gosh, Tino. Dangerous, dangerous stuff. Hey, while we're thinking about sharks, why don't we jump ahead? Why don't we jump ahead to today's Drive Time, a special shark edition, everybody, of today's Drive Time Top 5.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, ignition.
Drive Time Top 5. All right, everybody. Continuing with this theme of sharks, we have the Drive Time Top 5 list and the world's the top 5 largest sharks. Los tiburones más grandes del mundo. Oh my gosh. Now, number 5 is one called the Greenland shark, de Groenlandia. The Greenland shark, everybody, is number 5. Now, the Greenland shark it measures over 6 meters, 6.4 meters in length. Now, at 7.2 meters is the fourth largest shark in the world, called the Pacific Sleeper Shark. Oh my gosh. Very epic here. The Pacific Sleeper Shark. Number 3. Very famous, everybody. It's the Great White Shark. Oh my God, the Great White. 7.5 meters. Now, the maximum size of... Now, this is the most famous shark of them all. The maximum size of this most famous shark has been debated for nearly 150 years. And there have been claims in the 1930s in Canada of an 11-meter great white. In fact, an 11-meter was caught in Australian waters in the 1870s, but bite measurements on whale carcasses, so they take a measurement of the bite, the marks of the bite into the side of a whale, and that information has given scientists the data required to determine that 7.5-meter sharks did exist, or do exist. Females can exceed 1,800 kilograms. 1,800 kilograms. Oh my God. That's a big shark, right? Great whites are commonly found off the coast of Australia, Hawaii, Mexico, and California in the United States. And they tend to gravitate towards warm coastal waters. Warm coastal waters, folks. Okay. Number 2. That was only number 3. The number 2 biggest shark in the world, everybody, is the basking shark. Now we're getting into the big ones, right? 12.3 meters. That's over 40 feet long. But it's only number 2. Because number 1, the biggest shark in the world is the whale shark. The whale shark, everybody. It's the largest fish in the sea. More than 40 feet, right? 12.7 meters. Whale sharks have an enormous menu to choose from. But fortunately, for most sea dwellers and for us, their favorite meal is plankton. Right? So they don't eat people.
Divinamente.
Yes. Menos mal, no? They scoop these tiny plants and animals up along with any small fish that happen to be around it in their big open mouths while swimming close to the water's surface. So there you go, folks. The whale shark is number one. The world's largest shark at 12.7 meters. Whew. Epic stuff. Yeah, all that shark talk, everybody. Okay. All right, everybody, let's move forward. Let's push forward a little bit. And how about a challenge? You know I like challenges. Let's go ahead with today's interrogative challenge.
Interrogative challenge.
All right, everybody, it's that time. It's the interrogative challenge. I'm going to give you the answer, and I want you to ask me the question. So we're practicing the interrogative form. I do it every day. Why? Why do I do it every day? Because it's the best exercise I know for helping you gain agility with the interrogative form. Okay? Number one, Christopher Columbus discovered America. Discovered America. Number two, he discovered America in 1492. When did he discover America? When did he discover America? Number three, it took him 2 months to reach the New World. How long did it take him to reach the New World? How long did it take him? Number four, he took 7 Indians back to Spain. How many Indians did he take back to Spain? 7. 7 Indians. Number five, he made 3 more trips to America. How many more trips did he make to America? Number seven, he died when he was 67. How old was he when he died? How old was he when he died? He was 67. Number eight, he was living in Valladolid when he died. Where was he living when he died? That was number seven, actually. He was living in Valladolid. Where was he living? Number eight, he was married for 37 years. How long was he married? How long was he married? Oh, he's married for 37 years. Number nine, his wife was 64 years old when he died. How old was his wife when he died? Oh, 64. Number nine, it's made of wood. What's it made of? Hey, what's it made of? Oh, it's made of wood. Number 10. I've called her twice so far today. How many times have you called her so far today? How many times have you called her? I've called her twice so far today. There you go. There you go, everybody. Little exercise there. Oh, hey, we have about 2 minutes. We got to be quick. A minute and a half, in fact. So just enough time to push ahead with our expression of the day.
Expression of the day.
Expression of the day today is cold turkey. Cold turkey. Pavo frio. Do you remember this one, Tino? It means to quit something abruptly. It's a way of quitting. We say he quit cold turkey. So if you want to quit smoking, some people try to wean themselves off, right? I smoke a pack a day. And then they'll go to half a pack. And then they'll go to, you know, they'll go to 10 cigarettes per day for a week. And then they'll go to 8 per week per day. Then they'll go to 6. And then they'll go to 7. Then they'll go to, you know, 5. And they'll go to 3, then 2, then 1. Then they'll quit. That is like weaning yourself off. To wean, W-E-E-N. Wean yourself off, to gradually reduce your dependence on something. To wean yourself off. But the opposite is to quit cold turkey. Cold turkey. Yeah, it means to quit abruptly. To stop. One day you're smoking the whole pack, and then the next day, zero. Cold turkey. It's a good expression. And this is one that all native English speakers know, to quit cold turkey. Abruptly. Immediately, right? Okay, we're going to take a break. I have to quit talking cold turkey here because we've got a break ahead of us, and we've got, we're going to come back in a couple minutes. Don't worry. I'm not going anywhere. We'll be back in a couple minutes with the second half hour of the Drive Time show, so don't touch that dial.
Te estás quedando atrás. ¿Sabes que te estás quedando atrás? Esos chavales que acaban de entrar en la empresa ya te llevan kilómetros de distancia. ¿Y por qué? Por el maldito inglés con lo que tú has sido en la empresa. Y ahora, ¿te estás quedando atrás? Como no te pongas las pilas, pronto tendrás a uno de esos niñatos sentado en tu silla.
Últimos días para conseguir tu máster de inglés profesional con una oferta inigualable. Consulta condiciones en grupobaugan.com o llamando al 911-335-833. Disponible en Valencia, Barcelona y Madrid.
Miguel Indurain, Ruth Beitia, Jorge Lorenzo, Carolina Marín, Marc Márquez, Mireia Belmonte, Rafa Nadal, Garbiñe Muguruza. What do they have in common? They're champions. Why are they champions? Because they did not make excuses. Miguel Indurain, 5 Tour de France. Why did he win them? Because he wanted to. He practiced relentlessly, day in, day out. Hail, rain, sleet, and snow. By himself, alone, on the mountain, in terrible conditions, because he wanted to win. He practiced. He had great coaches. He had great teachers. So do the rest of those Spanish champions. Why am I talking to you about this? Because if you want to become a champion of English, we have the solution for you. We have the master's program, but most of all, we have the best teachers, the best coaches who will solve your problem. Is it easy? No. Is it difficult? Yes. Is it hard? It's very hard. But as John Fitzgerald Kennedy said, we don't do things because they are easy. We do them because they are hard. So this is a 5-month program. A hard, long, difficult program. But it's also fun because all of these champions love what they do. They love what they do mostly because they had a coach, a teacher, and a technician who helped them, who motivated them. That's what we do. We don't teach you, we motivate you. We have the best motivational teachers in Spain. If you want to avail of them, come to us. We have the best motivational coaching program for English in Spain, and it's called The Masters. So let me repeat the names. Miguel Indurain, Ruth Beitia, Jorge Lorenzo, Carolina Marin, Marc Marquez, Mireia Belmonte, Rafa Nadal, Garbiñe Muguruza, world champions, the best at what they do because they work hard and they have great motivators behind them. If you want to become a champion of English, come to Vaughan, come to Balgan and do our master's program. Good luck.
El inglés es imprescindible, tanto para encontrar el primer trabajo como para subir en la organización. Si no lo dominas, tendrás cada vez menos oportunidades conforme pase el tiempo. En Vaughan somos conscientes de esto y por ello creamos hace muchos años nuestros programas Máster en Inglés Profesional. Programas que en 5 meses cambian por completo o de una forma muy notable el dominio del inglés, su dominio del inglés. Son 2 las modalidades. La primera es el MIP, el Máster en Inglés Profesional Full Time. Dedicación plena. Está diseñado para ayudar a los jóvenes o los recién licenciados a entrar con fuerza en el mercado laboral, con el inglés resuelto. La segunda modalidad es el EMIP, el Executive Master en Inglés Profesional, diseñada para personas de alto nivel profesional cuyo inglés puede terminar siendo un freno para el feliz desarrollo de su carrera profesional. Confía en nosotros la solución de su inglés. Confía en Vaughan, en los mejores. Más información en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com.
¿Tener las cualidades necesarias para el emprendimiento? ¿Consideras que estás liderando a tu equipo? ¿A tu empresa? Si tu objetivo es poner en marcha un proyecto y alcanzar el éxito como líder de equipos, Richard Vaughan y Javier Fernández Aguado presentan la 3ª edición del seminario Emprender y Liderar. Las claves del éxito. Directivos, emprendedores, líderes de equipos, personas interesadas en el liderazgo. Esta es vuestra oportunidad. El 17 de marzo, en Áncora, Madrid, calle Trafalgar 6, venta exclusiva online. Entra en grupovaughan.com/seminario. El Máster en Inglés Profesional te ofrece este programa.
Everybody, we're back. We're back. Yes, it is that time. It's time for the second half hour of our Drive Time show here on this Wednesday afternoon. And why don't we go ahead and talk a little bit about what happened on this day? I'm talking about the 28th of February. That's right, today in history.
Today in history.
All right, today in history, yes, Watson and Crick. Well, did they discovered the chemical structure of DNA on this day in 1954. They were Cambridge University students, James Watson and Francis Crick, and they announced that they had determined the double helix structure of DNA, the molecule containing human genes. Now, DNA, which stands for deoxyribonucleic. Woof. Deoxyribonucleic. Excuse me. I can't even say it. Acid. Deoxy. That's the word. Deoxyribonucleic acid, SOS, that's right. It was discovered back in 1867. Its crucial role in determining genetic inheritance wasn't demonstrated until 1943. In the early 50s, Watson and Crick were only two of many scientists working on figuring out the structure of DNA. California chemist Linus Pauling suggested an incorrect model at the beginning of 1953, which caused Watson and Crick to try to beat Linus Pauling at his own game. And it was the morning of February 28th when they determined that the structure of the DNA was a double helix polymer or a spiral of two DNA strands, each containing a long chain wound around each other. According to their findings, DNA replicates itself by separating into individual strands, each of which became the template for a new double helix. In his new best-selling book, The Double Helix, Watson later claimed that Crick announced the discovery by walking into the nearby pub and yelling out, "We had found the secret of life." Okay, well, the truth wasn't far off, as Watson and Crick had solved a fundamental mystery of science, how it was possible for genetic instructions to be held inside organisms that passed from generation to generation. Now, Watson and Crick, they later had a falling out, disagreement over Watson's book, and Crick felt misrepresented their collaboration and it betrayed their friendship, he thought. And a larger conversation came up over the use that Watson and Crick made of research done by another DNA researcher, Rosalind Franklin. And so they got, you know, there was eventually some disagreement between the two. When Watson and Crick won the Nobel Prize in 1962, they shared it with Maurice Wilkins, who had been a researcher, a collaborator of Rosalind Franklin, who had died in 1953 of ovarian cancer. But there you go, Watson and Crick. So inventing and announcing the discovery of the chemical structure of DNA on this day in 1953. All right. Let's go ahead to 1964, and we have Thelonious Monk making the cover of Time magazine on this day. Thelonious Monk. And the thing is, Beatlemania was at its peak in the winter of 1964, but not every fan had, or not every music fan had Beatles music on their turntable. Jazz music had captured the imagination of a significant portion of the American music fan base in 1964, and no jazz musician at that time was more vital, more innovative, and more contemporary than Thelonious Monk. So important was jazz on American culture, the American culture scene, and so important was Monk in the world of jazz that his portrait was put on the cover of Time magazine on this day, February 28th, 1964. Now, there were two pieces about him inside the magazine. There was one main piece, inside the magazine called The Loneliest Monk. And it gave him credit for helping bring jazz out of the swing era. So there you go. Thelonious Monk. Now speaking of music, I'd like to keep talking a little bit more, but this time actually about a different musician altogether, but an interesting one, who was born on this day in 1942 in a section we call It's in the Music.
It's in the Music.
All It's in the music, everybody. It's in the music. And Brian Jones was born on this day in 1942. Brian Jones. People are saying, who was Brian Jones? Well, he was a multi-instrumentalist and founding member of the Rolling Stones. And in fact, originally, the leader of the group. Brian Jones placed an advertisement in Jazz News in May of 1962, inviting musicians to audition for a new R&B group, R&B rhythm and blues group. And he came up with the name The Rolling Stones while he was on the phone with a venue owner. And he didn't have a name for the band, and the venue owner said, "What are you called? What's the name of the band?" And he looked down at a copy of an album, The Best of Muddy Waters, lying on the floor. And track one, the first song, was called Rolling Stone Blues. So he said, "Well, what are you called?" "Oh, we're called the Rolling Stones." Now, Jones founded the Rolling Stones as a British blues band in 1962. He gave them, as I mentioned, their name. And fellow band members Mick Jagger and Keith Richards, of course, eventually started to gain more fame than him. They started to take over the band's musical direction, especially after they became such a successful songwriting team. So Jones started to have a bit of a falling out with them. And also he didn't get along with the band's manager, Andrew Lug Oldman, who pushed the band into a musical direction at odds with Jones's blues background. At the same time, Jones developed a drug problem, and its performance in the studio became increasingly unreliable. And this led to a diminished role within the band that he founded. Right? So he was getting into drugs, and the band found that he was less and less reliable. The band asked him to leave. The Rolling Stones said, "Hey, we think you should leave the band," in June of 1962. And he was replaced by Mick Taylor in the group. And less than 1 month later, he died of drowning in a swimming pool at his home while under the influence of drugs. So very sad. And early bass guitarist of the Rolling Stones, Bill Wyman, said, when talking about Brian Jones, he said he formed the band. Brian formed the band. He chose the members. He named the band. He chose the music we played. He got us gigs. He was very influential, very important. And then slowly, he lost it. Highly intelligent, and he just kind of wasted it, blew it all away. Now, Jones and Keith Richards, before he left the band, Brian Jones developed, along with Keith Richards, a unique style of guitar playing, a style that Keith Richards refers to as the ancient art of weaving, where both players would play both rhythm and lead parts together. Richards would carry this style on with other Stones guitarists into the future, including up to now Ronnie Wood, who's the current Rolling Stones rhythm guitarist. And that would become a trademark of the Rolling Stones and their sound. That sort of double lead, double rhythm, double lead style guitar work that they have. So there you go. Born on this day, and that's our music section. Born on this day, Brian Jones. On this day in 1942, Brian Jones, founding member of the Rolling Stones. Okay. Hey, let's go ahead and take a look at something else. Let's take a look at your responses to the Twitter translation. Let's see what people are saying about the Twitter translation. ¿Cómo se dice en inglés? Los espantapájaros no espantan a los pájaros. Los espantapájaros no espantan a los pájaros, Tino. Es problemático, ¿no? It's a problem. Scarecrow. Okay, well, let's see here. The scarecrow don't scare off birds. The birds, said Eduardo. Let's see. Enrique says, scarecrows don't scare the birds. Okay. No espantan. It's not the same as asustar. Espantar. Fuera, right? To scare away. So we have to scare, which is asustar. But to scare away is to scare something so that it leaves. Yeah, get out of here. Scarecrows don't scare birds, says Carme. Scarecrows don't scare the birds. Nacho says, the scarecrows don't scare the birds. Birds or similar are not scared of scarecrows, says Ruben. Birds or similar. Well, all right. How about this? Scarecrows don't scare away the birds. Los pájaros. Scarecrows don't scare away the birds. Saeed is there. He says, we need something more frightening to keep the birds away from the crops. Yes, Paco says, scarecrows don't scare birds. Scarecrows don't scare or fright birds. But fright is what you feel. Fright is like susto. To feel fright. To be frightened, asustado. Or un susto. To have fear. But, okay, scarecrows don't scare birds. A warm hug from Valladolid, says Juan Antonio. All right. All right, a lot of people are writing in. But I'm going to say scarecrows don't scare away. Scare away. Get out of here. They don't scare away the birds. All right. Okay, everybody, let's keep moving forward. Oh, we got another story about a shark, everybody. Let's take a look at this weird story in today's weird news.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for today's weird news.
Yes, weird news, shark. A shark has snagged an Australian fisherman's line and taken him for a wild ride. Yes, the man was rescued by friends, but police launched a massive search after he left his kayak unattended. This guy was in Australia. He was taken for a ride after a shark grabbed his line while he was fishing from a kayak off the coast of Victoria last weekend. He was identified as Brett Palmer, and he hooked a shark, and a big struggle ensued. In an attempt to break free from the line, the powerful shark pulled Palmer into the water. Fortunately, he did not become bait. His friends, who were fishing in a boat nearby, came to the rescue and pulled him out of the water, according to the Sydney Morning Herald. Palmer later docked his boat on the shore and continued fishing with his friends on their vessel. When he returned for his kayak a few hours later, it was gone. The kayak had floated out to sea, and a massive search and rescue effort was launched after people saw it, filled with fishing gear, but no one in it, half a mile off the shore. After receiving reports from the local police, a helicopter was sent out, but they found him. Obviously, they realized that he had been with his friends, and it was just a matter of the boat slipping away. So it was no problem. But yes, all because a shark grabbed his fishing line. Imagine that, getting a shark biting your line. You think, oh my God, I got a big one here. Although they do go shark fishing in my hometown. They fish for sharks in my hometown in Nova Scotia. There used to be a shark fishing festival. Yeah, you go out way out into the ocean. and you you with a rod and reel. I went shark fishing once, but I didn't catch anything, not even a bite. No. But people say it is quite fun. There's a lot of pull to the bite there. Hmm. All right. Anyway. There you have it, folks. That was today's weird news. And let's push forward, everybody. Let's see. We only have a few minutes left. Let's see what we have time for in our program. I'm contemplating here. How about facts? Tino, do you like facts? Why don't we go ahead with a section called And That's a Fact?
It's a strange world we live in, ladies and gentlemen. A world where knowledge is power. A world where we strive to know as much as we can. Did you know that it's impossible to sneeze with your eyes open? Or that a shark can detect one part of blood in 100 million parts of water? Today's fact might not turn you into a genius, but you just might find it interesting.
And that's a fact.
Well, have you ever wondered why your jeans have that extra pocket? Have you ever wondered, Tino? You say, what? That little pocket on my jeans, what's it for? ¿Para qué es eso? Right? Have you ever wondered that? And what to, you know, why is it there? And what is it, what do you put in it? Well, according to Wrangler Jeans and merchandise managers at Wrangler's Jeans, now the brand's motto is built for cowboys by cowboys. It turns out that cowboys, the original denim junkies, have a lot to do with the modern denim design.
All right, yeah.
Yeah. The fifth pocket was introduced in the 1800s as a protective sleeve for cowboys' pocket watches, everybody, for the pocket watch. Now, although the pocket is rarely used for watches today, standard jeans are still being produced in a way that can accommodate a size 16 pocket watch. Blue jean manufacturers insist that the pocket has plenty of modern uses. Today, men use them for pocket knives or for loose change, while women might use it to hold lipstick. Over the last couple years, it has become an increasingly popular spot to store technology devices such as cell phones or iPods. There you go. Interesting, folks. And that's a fact. All right. Interesting stuff. All right. Why don't we go ahead with why don't we go ahead with some pronunciation? Here's one we haven't done in a while. Let's take a quick look at today's pronunciation.
What did you say?
I speak Spanish.
No, I speak Spanish.
I speak Spanish.
No, I speak Spanish.
I speak Spanish.
Very good.
Pronunciation.
Yes, I speak Spanish, and it is time to talk for a moment about our pronunciation. And today we're going to practice telerta. Telerta. Now, I could say tell him to. Tell him to. And the female version, tell her to. But we don't say tell her to, we say telerta. Telerta. Dile que me llame cuando llegue. Tell her to call me when she arrives. Tell her to. Dile que tenga cuidado. Tell her to be careful. Tell her to. Tell her to be careful. Tell her to be careful. Dile que lo apunte. Tell her to write it down. Tell her to. Tell her to write it down. Dile que venga. Tell her to come here. Tell her to come here. Dile que cambie de tema. Tell her to change the subject. Tell her to change the subject. Tell her to bring me some wine. Dile que traiga vino. Por favor. Oye, Tino. Dile que traiga vino. Tell her to bring some wine. Well, you know. Dile que esté lista a las seis. Tell her to be ready at six. Dile que compruebe el contador. Tell her to check the meter. Tell her to check the meter. Yeah. Tell her to. Tell her to becomes tell her to. Tell her to. Tell her to. All right. Okay, there you go, folks. And so the way we link those words together is something that you don't normally get taught in a normal English class or with a normal grammar book. But it's things like that that you have to expose yourself to. You have to listen to over and over. And you will get accustomed. You'll improve your ear. You'll improve your comprehension. And when you do, little by little, it opens up. It opens up your ability to communicate because you have to understand your surroundings. And to improve your comprehension, you simply have to bombard your ear. You have to listen to more English. You have to spend more time with the language. That's the key. More time. And that'll unlock, as you improve your comprehension, your pronunciation will also improve. Little things like linking. Not that you have to be linking like that, the way I was yourself, but if you at least understand it, you get familiar with that style of linking, then you can understand much more, at least. All right, we're going to finish. We're done. I'm out of time, everybody. Believe it or not, I'm out of time for the Drive Time show. So I will finish there, but I'll be back in a few minutes with another program, the Inglés Online TVE program, everybody. I'll be back with that show for you in about 4 minutes time, and you can join me online. Inglés Online TVE is the channel on YouTube. I hope to see you there. Bye-bye.
I'm here to tell you about the EMIP.
Alberto,
what's the EMIP? Well, in case you don't know what it is, the EMIP is our Master in Inglés Profesional for the evenings. Now, we know not everybody can dedicate all day to improving their English, and some of you have busy schedules, which is why we have an evening master's program. This way, you can keep advancing in your job and keep improving your English at the same time. More than 500